I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate. Recently, at the Huguenot Robius Farmer's Market, Art played bug detective when presented with corpses in a jar.
We live in a log house up in Caroline County, and my question is, every year for about the last 3 years, at some point in the spring, we get this infestation of what I think are honeybees in the house. They just show up one day, they die, and then they're gone.
Those are honeybees.
Must have hives somewhere in the house, in the attic possibly. Have you ever noticed any kind of wall spaces?
Maybe between the logs.
Have you ever noticed a stream of bees coming in and out? Maybe a little bit of sticky residue on the outside of the house?
Not really. I guess we need to look harder. Because it's only that one time a year, and it's happened like 3 times now.
I'd have to see the structure to give you a better answer, but they're honeybees, I can tell you that for sure.
It's a log house with the spline boards in between, so I suppose I could have gotten in the spline board somewhere.
Well, normally they're going to be associated with their hive. They're not going to be just out and about, especially early in the year, so I don't know. There, how's that? I don't know. No, don't be sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah. So at this time of year right now, if you were to walk around the house, you don't notice a lot of bee activity outside.
Carpenter bees.
You're right, of course. Yeah, in a log house, I think you would. No nearby outbuildings?
Not really.
Are there any open vents or gaps where bees could just come in and you happen to be on the path of a hive that's somewhere else maybe and these are bees that are just inadvertently trapped?
We don't know. We've checked with our neighbors and nobody we know has any active beehives. But
yeah, well, if you're in the woods, there might be a hollow tree or some other area. But the only two guesses I have without even seeing the structure is one, that they're somewhere in the structure, but I would think you would see them year-round. And the other guess is that somehow they're just getting in when they're first becoming active. Maybe there's a nectar source, and so your cabin happens to be on their path at that time of year, and somehow they get inside and trapped. But those are just wild guesses.
Is there any way to discourage carpenter bees?
It's with great difficulty. You literally have to cover the wood. For a log cabin, that's not really desirable, but either painting the surface before they have a chance to become established and so they won't pick up on it. You can also cover it with hardware cloth or screening so the squares are smaller than they are so they can't get through it and chew through the wood. But it's a challenge, and even if you do paint the surface after time and there's a little bit of weathering, they will start working on it again. And if they've already been working on the site, painting it after the fact doesn't really discourage them.
In some magazine, I saw something where somebody had like this honeycomb thing that they put up that's supposed to like.
Yeah, the honeycomb is literally an excluder. It's those nice round holes that they chew are roughly 5/8 inch across, and so if you put some sort of lattice work or excluder whose diameter is smaller than that, it prevents them from getting to the wood.
We didn't realize how much damage they were doing until the woodpeckers started opening up the holes.
Well, that's usually what causes the great amount of damage is the woodpeckers come in and they will tear up the wood going after the bee grubs in their tunnels.
Thank you.
Dr. Art Evans is author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. Photos, audio, and links at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.